So if we have seen that the Lord have forewarned us about the forces of evil, the gates of evil, he said the gates of Hades are going to attack. They are not going to prevail, but I'm just giving you again a forewarning. Then in Acts chapter 20 that we have been reading, you know, in the army when there is a battle going on, before the battle start, before they do the battle, they get together and they have an intelligence briefing. They give some intelligence of what's going to happen. So here the Apostle Paul is telling the Ephesian elders, hey, come here, I'm going to give you some intelligence briefing. That's what's going to happen. How the enemy is going to attack. You see, Satan tried first in the church by using force and power and persecution to crack down, to break down that church. And the more he persecuted them, the more it spread everywhere. It's in Jerusalem, it's in Samaria, it's in Caesarea, it's in Antioch. And Paul is going everywhere, preaching the gospel, establishing the believers, and the church is going everywhere. Satan right away said, that's not working. Persecution is not working. I'll do the second tactic that I have. And usually, he succeeds in that tactic. And that's why we have the warning in here. So he said, this is what's going to happen. Number one, from the outside, people are going to come in. They're wolves, but they're coming in. Now, when a wolf come in a sheepfold, he doesn't come just to kind of check things out and walk away. He comes in and he will destroy everything that he could do. He will try to break down everything. He comes from the outside and he tried to devour the sheep of God. Well, he's not going to come and say, knock on the door, open for me, please, I'm a wolf. Would you let me in? Sheep, please, I'm a wolf, let me in. Nobody's going to open for him. But he might even sound like a sheep. He might start going, bah. And everyone will think that, well, he's a big sheep. That's good, because then he will help us out. Bring him in. And he will change his voice. So I think it's in Corinthians where the apostle said that Satan himself will change to an angel of light. No wonder even his soldier, his workers, will change themselves to the apostles of Christ. Remember the word apostle? Authority. And they will change themselves and they will come. And many of you here, preaching everywhere, people who have the not Christianity, and yet they are in a church building. And they have a cross on that building. But yet they knock Christianity down. They say that, oh, the blood of the Lord Jesus is not sufficient. They even say the Lord Jesus is not God. They say the Lord Jesus did not exist. It was maybe a figure. Maybe it was only a spirit. And they claim that they have a degree in theology. And they hold the Bible, like Chuck was saying. They hold the Bible in their hand and will show you verses. These are grievous wolves. They sound like they are part of the sheep, but they're not. That's the first kind. And then the second kind, and that's really even worse. From among you, Ephesians, I mean, these are the people that we study about, yes, last year. They have the wonderful truth and the revelation of the church of God. What are they going to do? How are they going to do that? They start twisting words. Twisting verses here, taking verses here. And as John was saying, they tell you, well, this is a new truth here. It's something for the day. You know, this is was kind of 2,000 years ago. It's not good now. You can't live with 2,000 years ago old stuff. You need new stuff. New stuff for 2006. We are in the age of the computer and the superhighway. Superhighway? Is it technology highway? Superhighway. What is it? Super technology highway.
Information.
Super information highway. Here it is. So we need something that's modern, something new. But you know what? It is the word of God. Paul said, I commend you to the word of God, to the Lord and to the word of his grace.
While someone is looking at a hymn, let me just say a little something. How many of you come from a meeting where there's never been a difficulty? Raise your hands. I'd like to know about that meeting. I don't know of a meeting where there's never been a difficulty. What are our brothers and sisters trying to do? They're trying, with the help of God, to meet the efforts of the enemy to conquer and divide. Dear young brothers and sisters, your elder brothers and sisters in that meeting need your help. They need your prayers. It's easier to say when there's a difficulty and to think, well, you know, I didn't think I was going to see all these things when I began breaking bread. I thought it was going to be one happy thing. Well, it is one happy thing until the enemy rears his head, and then you have to face with your older brothers and sisters the difficulties to do as John has said, to maintain the principles that have been committed to us. So let us not get discouraged when there's a difficulty that comes in. Let's pray. Let's encourage our brothers and sisters. Let's let them know that, you know, we're not wanting to leave because this thing has come. We want to support and help that we might be stronger when it is all over. Did you have a hymn, brother?